the Financial Sense Lifetime Income Program. Now, here's the Financial Sense News Team, Jim Poplava and John Loeffler.
Well, you've often heard about annuities. Are they a good investment, bad investment, and when are they appropriate? They're often used in retirement planning. But what type of annuities? Joining me on the program is Michael Robinson from the Blueprint Insurance Services. Michael, I wonder if we might begin for our listeners, describe the different kind of annuities out there. There's variable annuities, there's index annuities, there's immediate annuities. Let's define what kind of annuities are out there, and then let's talk about when they're appropriate to use, where they fit in retirement planning, in the things that you should be looking at, are they good, they're bad, when they're appropriate. So let's begin with the type of annuities.
Sure. Thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it. The different types of annuities that are out there today are single premium immediate annuities that are known as SPIAs. They are pure fixed annuities. There are multi-year guaranteed annuities. There's index annuities, and there are also variable annuities. So those are the different types of annuities that are in the marketplace today.
Now, at one time, Michael, you know, this went away as corporations moved to defined contribution plans. But back in my father's day, you went to work for a company, and based on your years of service, when you went to retire, the company put aside so much money, they would go to an insurance company and they would say, you know, based on this worker's life, that of his wife, here's what we're going to give him. We're going to give him a check for the rest of his life or his spouse. Those were basically annuities, and most people don't realize annuities have been around for literally hundreds and hundreds of years.
That's 100% correct. Annuities have been around hundreds and hundreds of years, and they've been used in different ways. When somebody used to work for a company, as you mentioned, for, you know, 20, 30, sometimes, believe it or not, even 40 years, the company would then have a pension, whether it's defined contribution, a regular pension plan, that would pay out the employee for as long as they lived, and then a certain percentage or 100% of that would go to the spouse. Things have changed these days with the invention of 401ks. The burden is now put on the client. Companies do not put that burden on themselves anymore. They may do a company match of 2, 3, 4%, and it's up to the client to put their pre-tax dollars inside a 401k and then hope for the best where the market reacts in a very positive way so they can keep their income stream going in retirement.
Now, there are several tax provisions with annuities that make them somewhat unique in terms of, number one, they avoid probate. Number two, they can be used, for example, in Medi-Cal to qualify for Medicaid or some kind of assistance. I wonder if you might explain some of the features of annuity from a legal contract point of view that make them somewhat unique versus, let's say, if I had a mutual fund or if I owned a stock or I owned a bond, for example.
Well, first off, annuities are tax deferred, whether it's qualified or non-qualified asset that you start your annuity with. They're tax deferred, okay? Annuities also have some tax advantages, as I just mentioned, tax deferred. But also, once you start withdrawing from the annuity at 59 and a half, you are then only paying taxes on the earnings at your ordinary income level. If it's qualified money, all of the money coming out is going to be taxed. But if it's non-qualified money, it's only the earnings that you've had inside of that policy that are going to be taxed.
Now, what about some of the features that make them from an estate planning point of view? Let's say, for example, I'm trying to spend down my assets. I want to qualify. Let's take a couple. Let's say one spouse has to go into a long-term care facility. They have Alzheimer's, dementia, or something. And the state has various laws, and it's different by state, where you have to spend down so many assets before the state kicks in and pays for it. Annuities play a special role under those circumstances. Could you describe that for us?
Sure. Let's start with the probate. Annuities are one of the only financial vehicles that avoid probate. they go straight to the beneficiary. And as they go straight to the beneficiary, that's a great thing because it will go to the wife, the annuity. Annuities have what is called spousal continuation. So you can just change it in your wife's name, that, and then there's going to be no tax ramifications. Once the spouse passes away, the funds that are inside of that annuity avoid probate, and they go to the owner's beneficiaries, as I just mentioned, without probate. It could be one beneficiary, or it could be five beneficiaries. That doesn't matter. To answer your question about estate planning, many people use annuities as a spend down in estate planning. They may want to look at their assets and they're spending them down. In every state, there are different laws on the spend down for Medicare and Medi-Cal coverage. So you really want to go towards your local financial advisor and your tax attorney for those things. The reason is that there are laws in each state on the spend down for Medi-Cal and Medicare. And if you actually are starting it and shielding the assets to get more Medi-Cal and Medicare, it's very good to go to an attorney for that.
And so this is one way you might be able to preserve your assets and then also get state assistance. I want to talk about another situation that we see more and more today as a result of two bear markets. The one that began at the beginning of the new century, and then, of course, the Great Recession from 2007 to 2009. Michael, a lot of boomers had put money aside, and they ended up not having as much money when it came to retirement because of two bear markets. And a lot of those individuals have stayed out of the market. They've been reluctant, a loss of trust in markets, and they've been in cash. And they're in a situation now where they have to retire. Maybe they were forced to retire. They got laid off. They don't have enough assets to carry on a lifestyle that they would like. I wonder if you might address the issue of immediate annuities, how in essence you create your own private pension plan, and it might be able to bridge the gap or shortfall in income for many people that simply don't have the assets.
That's 100% correct. A lot of people have gone through two bear markets, and they really don't want to see that happen to them again because they don't have the time to recoup the growth if something were to happen like that. One thing that a single premium immediate annuity can do, a SPIA, what an index annuity can do, and what a variable annuity can do is what they have is a SPIA has an option on them where you can guarantee the lifetime income. There's many variations of this where you can have a life only. You can have joint life even on qualified money. You can have joint life with a period certain, so that money is guaranteed to pay out for a period. It could be life with 20 years. But one fact that is not really known in the industry is that only about three, and that's annuitization, about a little bit less than 3% of all annuities are actually annuitized these days. The reason for this is because the insurance companies have some very, very good products out there that for a portion of a client's assets that they want to guarantee and have lifetime income, an index annuity or a variable annuity, in particular an index annuity, can really be a great client solution so they're not running out of money. As you know, today, through actuarial tables, is that people are living longer. So my son, who is now just turned 4 years old, his life expectancy is almost in the 90s now. So if he retires at 60, that's 30 years of retirement that he's going to have to provide for himself. So having an index annuity with people living longer, medicine getting better, and people living longer, an index annuity with a lifetime income rider or a SPIA, a single premium immediate annuity, can curb some of those client needs.
So when you take a look at, you just mentioned that people are living longer, and I think this is two surprising things that are facing a lot of people retired or entering into retirement. Number one, we mentioned and talked about the fact that having gone through two bear markets, the assets that they thought were going to be there just aren't there. So that's number one. Number two, with advances in knowledge of medicine, new drug therapy, new knowledge about diet and staying healthy, one of the consequences is that people are living longer. And so the assets, you know, where somebody might have lived 10, 15 years in retirement, maybe 30, 40 years ago, today, as you mentioned, they're living 25 to 30 years in retirement. And that means they're going to have to draw down those assets for a longer period of time. But here's one of the great fears that people have is if you put your money in an annuity, okay, it's locked up. You're going to get a guaranteed check. You can never outlive that. So that's a great thing. But what do you do for inflation, Michael? Wade Pfau at the American College, one of his favorite tools is using things like immediate annuities with common stocks that go up over a period of time. So you have some kind of inflation hedge. So what portion of a portfolio or where does an annuity fit in the portfolio? And is it important if you do have a lot of money in an annuity, you also have something that has the ability to grow or increase in value? Because as you mentioned, if you live 25, 30 years, Michael, you and I know that whatever you're spending money on today, it's going to be a hell of a lot more expensive 10, 15, or even 30 years from now.
That's 100% correct. And you hit on some very good points. What you have with annuities today is you actually have what is called rising income, where on a SPIA, you can put an inflation rider on the single premium immediate annuity, the SPIA, where it's keeping up with inflation. So what a lot of people do is they look at the CPI, the Consumer Price Index, okay? And that's a measure of inflation, okay, and making sure your dollar is still going to be buying a dollar, okay? What you have in single premium immediate annuities is that you can actually put a inflation rider on it, and that will keep up with inflation. So you may want to put a 2% or a 3% inflation rider on it, and that's going to go up per year by 2, 3% in a single premium immediate annuity. What they have on the variable and also on the index annuities is where they have what is called rising income from an asset, where if you decide, and it's not annuitization, to enact the income rider, any year under the underlying crediting strategies, that those strategies go up. For example, if the crediting strategies go up 4%, your income the very next year will go up by that amount. So let's just take an example. Let's say you have put your money with said insurance company for a portion of your asset. Something that we don't do at the Blueprint Insurance Service is say all of your money should go into annuities. We work with RIAs and comprehensive financial advisors. They're the pros on asset allocation. And what we do is that if they decide that 30% of a client's assets that they want to keep safe and they want to use other means, whether it's ETF, mutual funds, stocks, and other things to enhance the portfolio, we'll take that 20, 30% and we may put it inside a lifetime income rider, inside an annuity. So let's just say, for example, the client from their annuity was getting $10,000 a year, okay? Well, if they had a rider on it where the underlying crediting strategies grew 4%, their income then would go up to $10,400 the very next year. One thing that's great about index annuities is that index annuities, for the most part, can only go up. They can't go down. And that's by the claims paying ability of the insurance company. A lot of people don't realize that most of the insurance companies in the United States and in Europe have what is called index annuities. And with these index annuities, the client has upside potential with very limited downside risk. some of the major companies that have these index annuities for a portion of a client's asset allocation portfolio, just to name a few of some of the biggest companies: AIG, Allianz, Lincoln Financial, North American. There are quite a few very good companies that have these lifetime income riders that are an option for clients, especially if the market decides to go the other way in a bear market, because we've seen in the past, you know, 2.5-3 years, the market has been returning some very nice numbers. But we both know that what goes up sometimes does come down. And with that certain percentage inside an annuity, especially an index annuity or a fixed annuity or a SPIA, the client's assets are safe, and it's very much a good option for clients. It's very much going to help them sleep at night knowing that that portion of their asset allocation portfolio is safe.
I want to move on to another topic, and that is annuities have gotten a bad reputation. And I wonder if we might discuss that. Some people feel they're inappropriate, you shouldn't be using them. They're sold as high commission products where there's a lot of expenses. And yet you have people like Wade Fow, you've got Nobel laureate Dr. Merton at Harvard, who has written papers. And you were mentioning another paper that came out that talks about their benefit in today's environment. Let's talk about the pluses, but why the negative rap in the investment field? Because they're out there. In fact, there's people out there running commercials on why annuities are bad for people.
Yeah, that's a very good point. I think that knowledge is power. The more knowledge that you have, the better you are to investigate things. I think that index annuities, I think in the past 7 to 10 years, have really changed, and they're not the high commission products that people that begrudge them think. The average index annuity has a 7-year surrender charge, and the average commission to the advisor, whether it's a RIA, whether it is a insurance only agent, or whether it's a comprehensive financial advisor, is right around 5-6%. So there are annuities out there for fee-only advisors now, so the world is changing. With fixed index annuities, you really have to consider the alternative. And for a portion of someone's assets, what it does, it really eliminates the downside risk while allowing for an opportunity to participate in the upside of market returns. You know, what a fixed index annuity does, or an annuity does on a whole, it really helps control the financial market risk, and it really mitigates longevity risk. And as we mentioned before, people are living longer, and we really want to mitigate the longevity risk, because the worst thing that can happen is someone running out of money in retirement. So really, with some of the strategies that are out there, using a index annuity and comparing them with long-term bonds and things like that, if you go through a period of even back to the Depression, 1927, all the way to 2017, an FIA may be an attractive alternative to traditional fixed income options like bonds, and they accumulate tax deferred prior to retirement. That combination is very, very, very powerful. And you can potentially realize a better result. Roger Ibbotson, the king of asset allocation, has actually come out with a white paper that actually goes through some of these things. And when it's structured properly, it can help in controlling financial market risks, mitigate longevity risks, and it actually may outperform bonds over time and provide lifetime income all at the same time.
So where does the bad rap come for annuities? And I know in the business, the regulators are looking very closely at annuities, whether it's FINRA or the SEC. So why the bad rap then? So if you have Roger Ibbotson, if you have Dr. Merton at Harvard, Wade Fow, and others that have written papers talking about how they're very useful in retirement, then explain the role of the regulators and also the bad rap that they've gotten in the financial industry?
Well, the role of regulators is to do one thing. It's to regulate. And one thing that a comprehensive financial advisor, if they are part of FINRA, what you have is the lobbyists in Washington that are in charge of the broker-dealers, that are lobbyists in Washington that the broker-dealers talk to, that the broker-dealers really want a profits from some of the sales of index annuities. So that has happened. It's already happened. And a lot of people don't realize that probably about 90% of the broker-dealers, when I say broker-dealers, I'm talking about the LPLs of the world and things like that, they offer index annuities. And when you're offering this index annuity, it's not the index annuity of 12, 15 years ago. I myself, as a former variable annuity wholesaler, really looked at index annuities in a negative light. But back in 2005, when I made the switch to more insurance-based financial planning through RIAs and comprehensive financial advisors, you can see now where an index annuity fits, where an annuity fits in a client's lifetime income, because there's not another investment vehicle that protects from the downside for a portion of a client's assets as an annuity can do. I haven't seen it. We have the people that you just mentioned, and now Roger Ibbotson, who just came out with a white paper and was also quoted in FA Magazine, and his quote that was actually in FA Magazine was very, very, very timely. And what it says in there is this. It says, uncapped index annuities help control equity risk. And that's the one thing you really want to do in a client's portfolio is mitigate the risk. You don't want to chase returns. The reason is because the closer a client gets to retirement, the less risk they're going to be able to take. Is an annuity for everyone? No. But for people that want to mitigate risk inside their portfolio, their 100% is a place for it. And with that being said, I just think that knowledge is power. Word is getting out there on the index annuities. You have some people like Ken Fisher that don't have the knowledge of what the annuities can actually do. Ken Fisher believes in the market, 100% in the market. And I think knowledge is power. I think that the annuities of today are not the annuities of 15, 20 years ago. And I think if the annuity is being explained in the proper light, the annuity has a space in the asset allocation portfolio of a client. As clients are living longer, the number one thing you want to do for a client is control and mitigate the longevity risk. And that's one thing that annuities can do with people living longer, people not having pensions any longer. The onus is on them to create lifetime income for themselves. And annuities are one of the best client solutions to mitigate the longevity risk and to have lifetime income, especially guaranteed lifetime income from the claims paying ability of the insurance carrier.
Michael, as we close, if, let's say, our listeners wanted to find out information about an annuity, they're thinking about it, are there any recommendations that you would give? In other words, how to make sure that you're dealing with a reputable company, things that you would look at, you know, the safety rating of the company, the expenses, and the surrender charges, things like that, that makes them a more knowledgeable investor?
That's a great question. A lot of people don't realize that the Index Annuity Leadership Council, it's called the IALC, which was established in 2011. What this does, it actually, the mission is to help educate the public, including retirement savers, the media, regulators, financial professionals, about the benefits of one particular annuity, which is index annuities. So these clients client solutions, they offer principal protection from the market. They're predictable. They have guaranteed retirement income, and they can contribute to retirement savers' long-term financial plan. And the executive director, Jim Poolman, he's the executive director, and he's twice served as North Dakota's insurance commissioner. And what you have here is there's calculators, there's planning worksheets, there's videos on this site, there's retirement tools, there's resources where you can get some great information on these annuities and how they may work for you. So in retirement, how do people know they're ready for the next big thing in retirement? They can really see how it protects a client's nest egg. They make a client's portfolio balanced, and it shows how an annuity can offer a lifetime income stream, because one in four baby boomers have less than $5,000 saved for retirement. Americans are living longer. Many will run out of money. And with this client solution, they can help avoid that. So it's the Index Annuity Leadership Council. Their goal is strictly just to educate. And you can go to FIAinsights.org. That's FIAinsights.org. And they have plenty of resources there for the clients to look at.
Well, listen, Michael, I want to thank you for joining us on Lifetime Income and educating us on the various aspects of annuities. I hope you'll come back someday and talk to us again.
Most definitely. I would be honored to. Thanks a lot, and I hope you have a great day today.
That concludes my interview with Michael Robinson. I wanted to touch upon this because there's all kinds of misinformation out there on annuities, when they're appropriate, when they're not. We've had a number of guests on the program, including Nobel laureate Michael Merton from Harvard University, Wade Fow course, and of course, the new Ibbotson study. They're not appropriate for everyone, but in some cases, they fit the bill. And the most important thing, you want to get educated if you're ever considering one. I'm Jim Poplava. Thanks for listening.
The Financial Sense News Hour is for informational and educational purposes only and should not be considered as a solicitation or offer to purchase or sell any securities. The investments, investment strategies, and investment philosophies discussed or presented on the News Hour each involve their own unique risk factors, which are not discussed on the show. Responses to listener inquiries are based on the personal opinions of the Financial Sense staff and do not take into account listener suitability, objectives, or risk tolerance. Financial Sense News Hour and its parent company shall not be liable for any financial losses that result from investing in any companies profiled on or advertised with Financial Sense, or arising out of the use of any material on the News Hour. Be advised that you invest at your own risk.